Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
That tree of life will be here during the millennium. They'll be able to eat of that and they live forever. What about their sin nature? I'm glad you asked. We talked about, remember Jake, we read that scripture? We talked about that. That I will give them a pure heart, a clean heart. God will eradicate the sin nature out of all of those who enter into the millennium in their physical body with that sin nature. Again, let me give you an idea. Jesus was only on this earth ministry. He was here 33 years, but his ministry was only 3 years. 3.5 years, depending on how you want to look at it, but roughly 3 years. He changed this world in 3 years. We still rejoice today over that 3-year ministry. Millions, yea, millions of people have been saved because of what, maybe billions over the years because of Jesus Christ, what he did in those 3 years. Imagine what he will do in 1,000 years. Not just people would be affected, but animal life would be affected. Plant life would be affected. Everything, you know, the lion would lay down with the lamb, the calf, and the kid could play with a rattlesnake. You know, I can't imagine that, but the Bible said that he takes away all the ferocious out of the animal. Anyway, this whole world would change in 1,000 years during that millennium. The sin nature will be eradicated from those people who are alive in their physical bodies. Now, of course, they have to have children, and they're going to have children. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. Let me get back to Revelation 21. We'll get back more when we get about the tree of life in Revelation 22. It speaks about that again. But anyway, in verse number 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I have written in my Bible, including the sin nature. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Verse number 5. And he that sat upon the throne, again, this is speaking about Jesus Christ. Behold, I make all things new. Everything. We talked about that. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. Again, I know I sound like a broken record, but all through the book of Revelation, either Jesus or an angel had to tell John, remind him, John, write. Every time he tells John to write, John's caught up in something. Here's a new heaven and new earth. I, John, saw this holy city and all these things, and he quit writing. And I'm going, by next week, I'll have a count. I should have counted this week. Hurricanes and all, I was so busy. I didn't have nothing to do this week. So anyway, next week I will tell you how many times he says to write during the book of Revelation. It's quite a few times. John, write. John, write. He's caught up in this. Write these things. These words are true and faithful. In verse number 6, and he said unto me, and I have this underlined in my Bible, so important, so important. It is done. Don't overlook that. Remember when Jesus was on the cross of Calvary? Through that pain and suffering, and before he bowed his head and died, he said, it is finished. Remember that? The price had been paid. A sideline. Again, I won't say this, I'm going to move on. I have some friends and other people that believes that Jesus Christ went to hell for 3 days and 3 nights, that he suffered all the pain and agony that's heresy. Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He didn't have to go to hell in the flames and the burning of hell and suffering. There's some people that believe that. Jesus himself said, it's finished. Telestai. Thank you, the Greek guy. It's paid in full. The blood had been shed. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. He shed his blood and it was done. Let me go a little bit farther. And I didn't finish this. When Jesus suffered and he bowed his head and said, Lord, into thy hands I commit my spirit, is finished. All this, those seven sayings. I believe, Hebrews speaks of this in the book of Hebrews. One day we're going to go through verse by verse in the book of Hebrews. We've been through a lot of verses in the books over the last few years, and probably the next one's going to be the book of Hebrews, okay? We've been through Romans and Revelation, Genesis, Philippians, all kinds of Hebrews, I think, will be the next one. Anyway, I believe that Jesus took his blood, Hebrews speaks of about this, and places it on the altar, the Holy of Holies, that's there in heaven today. Preacher, you think there's a holy, absolutely. Remember when he told Moses, he opened up the heavens, said, Moses, you see this? I want you to make an exact copy, a pattern. What you see up here, I want you to make it down here. Remember, they put it in the tabernacle and the temple and all. There's an altar up there. And Jesus put that blood on that altar. And then from there, he went back and is this boring to y'all? 2 minutes and I'm done. He emptied where Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the underworld, that grave, he emptied that, where the Bible says he led captivity captive. Also, Jesus said, he told the thief on the cross, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. How can he be in hell for 3 days and three nights when he's up in paradise? There's so much there, you know. Anyway, he led captivity captive. He took Abraham and all the Old Testament saints, and they are in heaven today. They were in the underworld. Are you following? Remember the story of Lazarus and the rich man? He looked over there, and by the way, that was not a parable. He looked across, sent Lazarus that he can dip his finger in water and quench the thirst. Remember that? Well, that side he emptied and he took to heaven. And the Bible speaks in Psalm, hell hath enlarged herself. We just talked about a remodel. Literally what Jesus did, that veil that was between Abraham and the rich man, I could just see him kick that down. Pew! And hell enlarged herself after he led captivity captive. And now in the underworld we have, I believe hell is in the underworld. Okay, literally in the underworld. And now it's are y'all following? Okay. It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. I love this invitation. The last invitation is given, and we'll get there in a few weeks, in Revelation 21, 22. Again, aren't you glad that anybody can come and drink of the water of life freely? It's free to you because he already paid the price. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Stay with us next week. It is getting gooder and gooder. I'm going to talk about the book of life a little bit next week. It talks about the unbelievers and all, the abominable, the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and liars have no part and all this stuff. We're going to talk about that next week. And just a sideline, 2 weeks ago I had a conversation with somebody and I'm done. I promise I'm done. 30 seconds, I'm done. Done wasted 10 seconds. That he didn't believe that homosexuals could go to heaven. I had this conversation. I've had it before. Remember, again, listen, I don't care who you are. Anybody, whosoever will, let him come and taste of the water of life freely. And I took them to the book 1 Corinthians, who says, as were some of you. They used to be that way. But now, in the book of Corinthians, we'll talk about that a little bit next week. They used to have that lifestyle, but Jesus changed their life. Forgive all of their sins, and now they're believers. God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. I would run from somebody who would say God couldn't save certain people. They have no place in the pulpit. They may have some good stuff and teach some good stuff, but if somebody gets in the pulpit and says God can't save certain people, I'd run from them, man. I'd run from them. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word, for truth of God's word. Thank you for that salvation that's offered to all mankind. We thank you for Jesus, who made it all possible. Bless the morning worship. In his name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear Danny Funderburk minister to us through music. You won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, October 30th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.